Now, demonstrators poured into the streets of the Iraqi capital to show their support for Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. Now, Abadi has proposed a 7-point plan calling for major reforms in the country's governing structure and a comprehensive probe into corruption among government officials. Altaf Ahmed reports from Baghdad.
Thousands of Iraqi demonstrators gathered at Baghdad's Liberation Square to express their support for Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's 7-point plan. Abadi has proposed a plan which aims at tackling governmental corruption, reducing expenditure and boosting the efficiency of government work. Demonstrators raised portraits of the premier and kicked off the hashtag #WeSupportYou.
We are here in Tahrir Square for our demand. Corruption makes Iraq the life in Iraq is so difficult. We demand from Abadi to decrease the salaries of the parliament and decrease the number of parliament members from more than 350 members to less than 220.
Abadi has also proposed the abolishing of vice president and deputy prime minister positions in the Iraqi government. He also called for merging ministries with related government bodies and requested the reduction of security personnel of each and every Iraqi official, including the three presidents. The State of Law Coalition, the Citizen Coalition, and the Sadrist Movement have voiced support for Abadi's plans. The Iraqi people are also backing the initiative.
Iraqi people right now fighting a terrorist group like Daesh and others. And in the same time, we have parliament members who have the highest salary in the world. So actually, we want Mr. Abadi to have a real steps against them, against the corrupted people and the corruptions in the country.
So far, the Iraqi cabinet has approved Abadi's plan. Analysts say the ball is now in the court of the Iraqi lawmakers.
All those who refuse to back Mr. Abadi's plan for reform will commit political suicide because they will be standing in the face of the working class, which is demanding its rights. The same working class which will be voting for the provincial councils in 2017 and for parliament in 2018. If they want to keep their seats, they have to support demands for reform.
The parliament will hold a debate on Abadi's plan next Tuesday.
Demonstrators have poured onto Liberation Square here in the heart of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, to voice their support for Iraqi Premier Haider al-Abadi. They stress he will continue to have their backing so long as he goes through with the 7-point plan he has proposed. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Baghdad.